Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The question of who should decide squarely still remains in the courts, not with election administrators like myself.
Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says the 14th Amendment legal battles over former President Donald Trump's candidacy will continue. The state Supreme Court just ruled Benson doesn't have the power to block him from the primary ballot for leading the January 6th insurrection. But neither that decision nor one against Trump in Colorado apply directly to the general election, and the issue's likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Trump campaign is demanding Maine's Secretary of State Shenna Bellows recuse herself from the question there, arguing the Democrat is too biased. But Bellows describes herself as a nonpartisan defender of democracy.
And I really do think that democracy, voting rights, is the issue currently of our time. It is hugely important.
Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski says Trump will be on the ballot in all 50 states and argues the legal challenges will actually help his campaign.
This is only going to make Donald Trump stronger, reaffirm his base that this is a system which is designed to keep him off the ballot.
Pollster and political analyst Frank Luntz calls President Joe Biden a weak candidate, citing his age.
This man has transformed the country, has done his job, but can you imagine him being president for five more years, which is what you're asking people to do? And I think that will fail.
Luntz says despite Trump being 77, he doesn't seem as old as Biden, who's 81. More than 21,000 people, mostly women and children, have died in Gaza, according to health officials. A group of pro-Palestine activists demanded a ceasefire, blocking one of the entrances to New York's JFK Airport Wednesday.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Israel blames Hamas for the deaths, saying the terrorist organization hid behind civilians after the brutal attacks in October. Critics say the stated goal of destroying Hamas might be impossible, and the war will reinforce generations of Palestinian rage. Retired U.S. Major General and military analyst James Mark says getting into Gaza might be easier than getting out.
What Israel is trying to do is achieve an objective where they can go forward publicly and say mission accomplished, or at least mission accomplished close enough. And then realizing that there is still work to be done.
The Center for Audit Quality's most recent Pulse survey found views on the economy improving. The center's Julie Bell Lindsay says the auditors they surveyed are cautious, but more optimistic about what businesses see coming.
Certainly the economic outlook is stronger than a year ago, but auditors still see the potential for inflation, while it is falling, to have a significant impact on business operations over the course of the next year.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.